Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. On this episode of The Check-In, we are joined by Quinn Walsh, who is an enterprise account executive for The Receptionist. He helps companies who have multiple locations get set up, so he is the perfect person to join us for Check Yourself, where we are talking all about the check-in process. We talk about why it's important to know who's in your office, what they're there for, and also when they leave. And since the check-in process is so important to both the company and the guest, we're going to cover why a great, smooth check-in process matters for each side, and also touch on how the receptionist, the visitor management software, is not going to replace your actual receptionist. And if you're a company who doesn't have anyone at your front desk, you definitely want to hear about what we can do to give you some help. If you're doing things manually, that's not always the most effective way, so we're going to touch on some best practices to help you have a nice, streamlined check-in process and how you can use some technology to help you with that.
I am so excited to have Quinn Walsh with us today on The Check-In. Quinn, how are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Thanks so much for having me.
Good. We're excited to have you here. Okay, so today's topic is Check Yourself. We're excited. We're going to talk all about the check-in process and why it is so important, which we've touched on in other podcasts, but we're going to focus on it more today. Let's start off. In your opinion, why is it so important to know who's in your office, what they're there for, and especially when they leave?
Yeah, there's a few really, really, really important aspects of this, and it kind of falls into office security and then also safety. So from a security standpoint, you know, you need to know who's on site. One really important aspect of that is to be able to know the guest name, maybe the employee or the host that they're there to see. One important aspect about that is that, you know, you don't want people just kind of wandering around if they're unaccounted for. I was actually just speaking with a potential customer last week. They had an office in New York, and they realized there was just so much foot traffic going on, and many of these guests were just unaccounted for. People were walking around.
They're missing in action. They're gone.
Yeah. Right. Well, and then there's the employees. They just assume that there are other employees because it's a large office space. And so these folks were walking around, and during my conversation, we discovered that they had stolen laptops, they'd stolen equipment because employees just thought that they were other employees. They were just kind of going unnoticed, blending in, if you will. They had some loss in equipment.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's not a good thing, but that's interesting. That's something I've never thought about. You know, you think that, yeah, your employees would know who the other employees are, but in an office that is large, yeah, you might not necessarily know who everyone is. And if they don't have something that distinguishes either the employees like a badge or the guest like a badge, you don't really know who's sort of on your team and who isn't.
Yeah, it's so true in a large office space. It's also true if you're a new hire, if it's your first week at an office space, you don't know who everybody is. So from that standpoint, there might be a new hire that might raise a flag, but they just don't know because they're unaware of who everybody is. They don't have a name to the face, a face to the names. Large office spaces, new hires, it can be risky.
I was sort of laughing to myself because I was picturing this would be terrible. But, you know, it's like those scams that happen on the phone. Someone calls and they're like, oh, I need your social security number because you're in trouble. And people fall for that. And you think, well, why would they do that? But we're just so trusting. And I could see the same sort of thing happening in office space. Like, excuse me, new hire, I need your laptop. I have to go check it. And you're like, oh, sure, here you go. Meanwhile, that was someone who just snuck into your office space and now they've got your laptop and all your information. You might be sitting there going, no, these things wouldn't happen in my space, but they could. And it's really important that you monitor that check-in process so that you know who is there, what they're there for, and then also when they're leaving.
Yep. Yeah. And that actually brings me up to the next point, which is from a safety standpoint, you need to know who's still in your office space. And key part of that is for evacuations or emergencies. You really need to know, and you can do this by using our checkout functionality, but you really need to know who has not checked out of the building in case of emergency. Therefore, those are the folks that come up on the list, and those folks need to be accounted for in case of an evacuation or emergency. So that's a really, really important part of it as well.
Absolutely. And we'll get to this next about sort of the importance of the check-in process for both the company and the guest. But yeah, I think being a guest or a visitor to a company and knowing that I'm accounted for, that feels really good. If there is an emergency, that if I don't exit the building or they know that I'm still there, that someone is looking out for me. Yeah, talk to us more about the specifics of the check-in process. Why is that? Let's start with the guest, since I've already brought that up. The person visiting, why is the check-in process so important?
Yeah, so there's a few interesting areas about this. And from the guest standpoint, I think the most important thing is about first impressions. I've been working at an office space in a prior life where there was no receptionist up front. I've also been in interviews where you're a little nervous and you go into an office setting and you've got all this racing through your mind. And the first thing you do is you get there and nobody's there to greet you. There's no system there to greet you. Imagine, you know, feeling that uneasiness and you go in there and you have to look around. You have to try and see who's nearby that you can kind of shoulder tap. From a guest perspective, it's really important to get that welcoming experience. And if that's not with a physical person, it's actually with a digital receptionist. So that's a really important aspect.
Right. And we've talked about this on other episodes too, that if you are interviewing someone for a job and you work in a space where there's a lot of competition for you as a company trying to get an employee, you want to have a good first impression for that potential employee. You don't want them to be wandering around or uncertain. So I think there's nervousness on the side of maybe the interviewee that can be settled by having a good front desk experience, but also sort of for that company side, you want to make sure that they're having a good experience so that you look good and they want to come and work for you. That's obviously just one reason why that check-in process is important for the company. But why else is a smooth check-in process important for the company itself, other than safety and security?
Yeah, for the company standpoint, time is money. One big area of concern is time waste and productivity loss. If somebody doesn't know when somebody arrives, when a guest arrives, there's potential for time loss. I was just speaking with a customer last week who said that there's nobody up front. There's no system up front. So the overwhelming majority of the time, an employee knows when they have a scheduled event or a guest that's coming. And so they would just rely on that timing to be accurate. And they would go ahead and go up to the front and wait for their guests to arrive. Well, not all guests arrive on time. We've got traffic. We've got tons and tons of variables that can cause an issue with timing. And so the discussion went that people would go up and wait. Well, if somebody didn't arrive in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, that person would go back to their desk and then maybe they would go back up in 5 minutes. So you think about that time that is lost from having nobody to greet somebody or to notify the employee that they've actually arrived is really important. So that's a huge productivity loss. The other aspect of the productivity loss is something that we call the PND syndrome, and that's the person nearest the door syndrome.
Yes, we talked about that on a previous episode, which when I heard about that, I was like, oh, that's so annoying. So tell us, what is PND?
Yeah, and I've experienced this in companies that I've worked with where there's nobody up front. Usually the responsibility falls on people that are closest to the door. I mean, naturally, if somebody's kind of confused, they don't know who to look for, the person closest to the door is usually responsible. So it might be one person, it might be a group of three folks that are up front. It's a huge potential for time loss when they have to constantly be looking up to see if there's somebody there. If somebody does go up, the three employees look at each other to see, you know, who has to take that responsibility for that guest. So it's a really important aspect from the company standpoint and really makes it important to add that digital sign-in.
Absolutely. I've even had it where, you know, I've been in sort of the back of the office and then someone finds me and I'm like, how did you not hit those three other people on the way? How was I the only person at my desk that you're still looking for someone? So I agree. It's not productive for the people who are working there, and especially those people who do sort of live their office life close to the front desk. I kind of think that's unnerving that at any moment someone could walk in and interrupt what you're doing, or you're just kind of always prepared that, all right, I'm going to have to help so-and-so find this person. It doesn't make for a great experience on either side. Obviously, the check-in process is important. And there are lots of different ways that a company could handle that. But can you touch on how the check-in process might differ if a company does this sort of manually in what we call old school, like writing information down on a piece of paper versus a visitor management software like the Receptionist? Can you break that down a little bit for us?
Yeah, and I'm glad you touched on the manual side of things, because there's a couple different ways that we kind of see that the manual side of things and the manual check-in process. The number one is just this old school pen and paper. The other one might be, hey, we've got a phone list on the wall. Go ahead and find your contacts, dial an extension, and really hope and pray that they're at that desk. They're not in a meeting. They're not in a conference room. Another one is a receptionist is up front. They're signing folks in, making a call or an email themselves. You know, that is manual. Part of the problem that we come up with is, what if there is a receptionist up front? You know, what if that receptionist is out to lunch? What if he or she is on vacation, or they're away from their desk for another reason? Maybe they just ran to the back of the office space to grab something from the kitchen. So there's a lot of potential for issues with that manual sign-in process.
It's interesting because a lot of times people think, well, my receptionist is there, right? That's their job. They manage the front desk. But like you said, they might be walking someone back. They might be delivering a package. They might actually have a break in the middle of the day. So there's all these reasons why manual can work, but it's not necessarily the most efficient way to do things.
Right, right. And it is completely unrealistic to assume that if a receptionist is working an 8 to 5, that they are going to be there the entire 8 to 5. That's just not realistic. So things happen, people have to get up. And so, you know, there's a potential for an issue there. With a visitor management system, we've got a smooth, easy, quick process. It's kind of refreshing. We're technologically advanced. I mentioned the one way of notification, or maybe we're doing a landline, you know, with a visitor management system like the receptionist, we've got up to 3 ways to be notified versus just an old school landline. And with that, you know, if you have 2-way communication enabled as a host, you know, you receive that notification. You can send that notification back to the iPad where that person's standing, which gives the verification and validation to that guest. So they know that, hey, all right, my host is on their way. They just informed me that they're on their way. Or maybe the host just said, hey, I'm in a meeting. Give me 10 minutes. Or I'm down the street at Starbucks. I'll be there in 5. So that's a really important aspect, that you can have that 2-way communication for multiple avenues and multiple ways to be notified.
Yeah, I love that. And the Starbucks one is my favorite example. Michael mentioned that, like, oh yeah, I'm at Starbucks. Hey, can I pick you up something? If I were the visitor, I'd be like, yes, please. Chai tea latte, iced. See you soon. And so I think
very nice.
It can help to make that process smoother. But even if you're not offering to buy me my chai, I mean, I'll get over it. But just knowing where that person is, you know, I think we're all so protective of our time. Hopefully, as visitors, we're not running late, but it can also be frustrating when the person we're meeting is running late, but things happen. Like you said, you're in a meeting, something runs long, it's unexpected, and to be able to communicate, that communication can stifle any frustration. And so I love that you're able to have that happen, and in multiple ways. So I think that's really great. One of the things that we always like to mention is that the software, the receptionist, is not meant to replace the person, the receptionist. They really are meant to work hand in hand and go together. So we're not trying to replace people. We're trying to enhance what they ultimately do. Can you touch on maybe some best practices of an office who wants to streamline their check-in process, but also doesn't want to do away with the person who works at the front desk?
Yeah, absolutely. So first things first, we'd probably recommend getting a visitor management system. You know, and if you go that route and you do look into that, one important thing about the receptionist is that you can set up different buttons for different visitor types. And you can do that with our button-based workflows. So that helps you kind of segment your visitors. Maybe if you want to determine, you know, look at your visitor log. You can also have different data points that you request or require for different visitors. You know, an easy example is, you know, you've got a vendor versus an interviewee coming in, since we've kind of discussed the interviewees. Maybe a vendor coming to your facility, you need 4 data points. You're going to have an NDA signed. You're going to take a photo and you're going to print a badge for that visitor. Whereas an interviewee candidate coming in, you just want to know their name. You know, you've already been in this process. You already know their email. You already know their phone number. You don't need to take a photo of them. There's no NDA you need to sign, and you're not printing a badge for this type. So that's really important, is that, you know, it's not a cookie cutter approach, and you can really segment your visitor types and ask the questions that you need based on the type of visitor that you have coming in.
And I think that's really great for the person, the receptionist as well, to have that piece sort of easily taken care of. Because if you're in a very busy front office with a lot of people coming in for different needs, that can get overwhelming. Here's the NDA, and the person says, well, I'm just doing an interview. Oh, wait, you don't need that. That's for this person. It must be so nice to have those pieces just more easily taken care of so that the receptionist can grab the phone that's ringing or walk someone back or get some water or coffee for the visitor. So there's so many ways that that streamlining really makes it a good experience for everyone involved.
Yeah, absolutely. You touched on the employees or the company side of things and also the visitor type. So from both parties, it's really beneficial.
Absolutely. And, you know, go ahead.
A really other important area is the fact that you can add different users to your account from a company standpoint. So you don't have to share credentials with folks who are, you know, the account owner sharing credentials with somebody else. You can provide access and visibility, and you can do so based on sending out user invites to your employees so that they have access to the account. They have their own visibility with their own login credentials. So from a privacy standpoint, it's really important to set that up also.
Oh, that's so interesting. I didn't know that. So yeah, I mean, that makes sense that as a company with a lots of people and lots of layers, lots of locations, to have those options would be really great. And part of what I also love about the software is, like we said, it's not meant to replace a person. These can work really nicely hand in hand. But if your office, big or small, doesn't have someone at the front desk, then a visitor management software really is a great way to go, because you don't have to have an entire person there. You can use this to check the person in, notify the people so that you're getting that process started and you don't have people wandering around and tapping on shoulders and trying to figure out where they're trying to go.
Yeah, and we really hear both sides of things. You know, as I mentioned earlier in that example, that there was nobody up front. And so they said, hey, we have to have something up there. So let's just go ahead and add a digital sign-in system. The other one that I hear time and time again says that, hey, we've got a receptionist, but we really want to give some more responsibilities. We want to kind of expand on what he or she does and provide more responsibilities in their day-to-day. So we're going to have somebody still sit up front, yet we're just going to go ahead and take this whole process off their plate so that they can do a little bit more with their day and have a little bit more responsibility, a little bit more productivity in their day. So it kind of goes both ways.
Yeah, I think that's so smart, especially, you know, as companies either continue to grow or you're working with a startup that is sort of bootstrapping it and doesn't have a lot of people, and you want to make the most of that front desk person's time and they can take on more. It's nice to be able to automate some of these pieces that really don't need that personal touch, that person can still be involved in other ways and then can take on other responsibilities. I love how it can kind of work hand in hand. And like we said, make a good experience for all parties involved, the company and the people who are visiting.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
So we've touched on a lot of great points, but any sort of final or other thoughts on how the receptionist, the software, can help with that smooth check-in process or anything else about what makes us unique that you want to share with us today?
Yeah, we did touch on a lot of points. A couple of things that we mentioned that set us apart, you know, is that two-way communication aspect, that verification and validation that you can give and receive. And you're not going to find that. We touched on kind of badge printing as well. We just kind of recently, within the last 6 months, have developed a custom drag and drop badge editor. Back in the day, it used to be kind of select what you want visible on a badge, and it would automatically populate that in the same exact place, the same look every single time across the entire, you know, customer base. Now, you know, we can actually, you can customize how you want that to look and feel, where you want things to look, how big things are. You know, if you want to have a contact name really big, but you want somebody's host name a little bit smaller, you can do that in a matter of seconds. So it's a really awesome feature that our engineering staff has developed recently. And we're hearing tons of positive feedback from that.
That's great. And I think it was Michael or Andy mentioned this in another episode. But what I love is that, you know, that badge can be printed on either side of a door, so to speak, that, you know, you can have someone check themselves in and print their badge, or the where the printer is can live behind kind of a closed door, and you hand that to someone as they enter a secure space. So I love that, you know, you can sort of set this up for whatever your company's needs are, especially if you have security and compliance areas that you need to really be paying attention to and following.
And, you know, the important part that I kind of go over is that you can set up this system. I mentioned that it's not a cookie cutter system. So you can really set it up so that it makes sense for your office space and for your visitors. So it's really, really important that the customization that we have allows for just that.
Yeah, and I love that, yeah, you make it simple, and there's a lot of support as people get started to help set it up the way that they want to. So thank you so much, Quinn, for joining us today and helping us figure out how one can check yourself and do it better and more streamlined than they have been before.
Awesome. Thanks a ton for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.